المسير الله ونعم المسير. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المتين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله. صلوات على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
I would like to welcome our guests who have made it from across the bay to join us for iftar. And we are glad to see you again here amongst us. The subject at hand are those characters and people with certain characteristics that are helpers of the truth, and those who are posers and are posing and imitating and think of themselves as offers of truth. Here we see that we are discussing the six groups of people that Imam Ali alayhi salam in his life had faced. And we see that in these six people he dealt with, we can understand what are the characteristics of these people who help the truth and those who are a problem for the truth. The first group of people were obviously the believers and the helpers. The next group were the inept, the ineffective people who are known through their laziness and are dull in their ability to be with the truth. The third group are the sleepers, those who sleep and are irrelevant to any side and to anything. The fourth were the naqisin, or those who broke the pledge and turned away from the truth, the renegades. The fifth are the lawbreakers, the criminals, the ones who do injustice. And the sixth are those who broke away from the camp because of their being naive and simple-minded. And we see that amongst these five groups, only the first group are truly those who help the truth and support it. The rest of them are a nuisance, and they always are a problem for the leader and for the system of justice. And we were discussing now about the first group, which is the group of believers, the true helpers. And we see that this is one of those characteristics that has been defined by Allah Himself in the Quran. He told the believers, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, Kunu ansar Allah. Be the helpers of Allah. Allah asked for helpers. Helpers are people with the characteristic of being a helper. Helper is not just a certain attribute or action one does, but it's a certain character one has by which he helps, as opposed to being helped. There are those who help and there are those who are helped. Those who help have a certain character by which you see that they help others. Then there are those who, for example, are helped by others. And that's the reason when we see that when a person approaches, like for example, anyone and an issue, you see, is he here to help or is he here to be helped? And we see that these are two different characters. And yesterday I described for you what makes a person help and what makes a person be helped. Allah asked for helpers for His cause. In the eyes of God, this character is more commendable than the one who is seeking help all the time. In other words, do we approach the leader and we see that many people go and visit the imams and you see that they always have a list of things they want to ask. I want this, I need this, help me with this and this and this and that. But when a helper comes to the imam, he doesn't say that. He says, Imam, I'm here to be in your cause. Tell me what I can do to help you. And this is, you see, Imam asked for helpers. Imam Hussein did not ask for those who he could help. He said, Hal min nasirin yansuruna? Is there anyone who would help me? He asked for that character that would come forward and say that I'm here to help the cause. I'm not here to seek anything from you but to help the cause, because this itself is what's going to help me. In reality, that's what's going to help me. And you see, one of the things that is required for a person to have that character is what Allah says. Allah did not ask help from those who do not believe, or those who are hypocrites, or those who are infidels, or those who lack faith. Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, be helpers of Allah. So the first prerequisite, the requirement for being a helper, is that one should be a believer. In other words, I will say this much, that help is only expected from those who believe. Those who do not believe, they are not at that level of character where they can be of help. And when Allah and God asks for help for His cause, He asks for believers, those who have faith in God, and say, those who have faith, they should become the helpers of Allah and for His cause. They should be the helpers. So, one, there should be that prerequisite of one being able to help, which is faith and belief. If one has faith and belief, then you see that he will have the opportunity to be a helper. So now, here, when we look at those people who help, as opposed to those people who were in the other groups, Imam Ali explains their characteristics, and this is what we want to go through, to see who are these people and to see whether we have those characteristics or not. Who are these people, whether we have those characteristics or not. So this is from sermon number 116 of Nahj al-Balagha. Those who have Nahj al-Balagha, they can turn
And those who don't have it from tomorrow, inshallah, you can bring it. Page 116 of Nahjul Balagha, our Imam Ali speaking about the different groups. And here he explains the characteristics of those who help the truth, who support the truth. They are those who you can depend on and rely on. Who are these people? At first, Imam Ali explaining those people who do not, and their details will come later, afterwards. He says about them, وَلَوِدْتُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ فَرَّقَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. He speaks about those other five groups that we will talk about in later days. He says, how I long to be separated from you.
Ya Ali. Wow.
How I long to be separate. How I long for Allah to create a separation between you and me. And join me with those who have more right to be with me. You know? The fact is that you see, such is the you can say the grief of the Imam in terms of the people that he's dealing with. He's dealing with these people, he's saying, you know, and these are people who are with him. They're not the, for example, those who are out to kill or destroy the cause of Allah or nothing. These are people who are with him. And he's saying to them, how I wish I was, that you were away from me and I was away from you and I had not known you.
Wow.
You know, and the details of those people will come later. Here he gives the details of those who he wishes to be with. Those who are true helpers, those who are true believers, what are their characteristics? And here he says about them, قوم wallahi, they are a people. Ayameen or Rai. This is the first quality that they have. That their view is sound. Their opinion is well-grounded and uprighteous. When you look at their view, when you look at their opinion, they are not someone who are weak in their opinion, nor are they or their opinions and views are tilted in any way, but they have a righteous opinion, a sound opinion, a sound view of things. When you ask them for their view, they give a righteous view. They give you an opinion that is righteous, not based on any sort of bias or prejudice or self-interest.
SubhanAllah.
So how do you get this view? How do you make yourself have this view that is righteous? Because when you look at it, there are certain things that are required for a person to have a righteous view. The first condition is that he should have the presence of God in his heart. If he doesn't have God in his heart, then his opinion is based on his ignorance and not on God's wisdom. When you ask someone for their opinion, what's your opinion about this? They'll say, well, you know, I think this is the case. What is it based on? My liking, my desire, what I wish. It's based on that. Completely my liking, that's it, my view. But when you ask a believer his view, he doesn't give his view. He says, well, God says this. This is what God says. And hence what happens is that when you have Allah's presence in your heart, then your view will be through what he sees, not through what you see. Because what we see is very shallow. We see is very shallow. You know, we are so under the ground, we can't even put our head above the ground. You know? There's a, you know, I mean, certain things, right, give an idea of things, you know, humorous, you know, and but it helps us to understand something, you know. And, you know, I saw this one t-shirt, you know, that had this, you know, this saying on it. It was a humorous t-shirt. It was in Florida. It was like redneck humor, you know. And it says, you know, it says, I can't say the whole thing because of the respect of the member, but you can understand what I'm saying, you know. It says, I want to see things your way, but I can't get my head that far up my... you know, because a lot of times what happens is that the way people look at things is just that way. That's how they look at things. Their view is what is based on their own ignorance. And if you try to see it that way, you really have to become ignorant like them. The view of people, really, when you look at people, this is what happens. How do you make this view sound? My first thing is to have the presence of Allah, of God, in your heart. When you speak from His wisdom, then your view and your opinion is sound. That's the first condition. The next condition that we see, the next condition one would have for having a strong view is to understand the reality of himself and the people around him. When you know the reality of people around you, and you know the reality of your own self, then you see, you understand that no one has any power over you, nor any ability to hurt you. When you have that, then when your opinion is sought and your view is looked at, when you look at the view of that person, then you will see it is different. Now, my view is not going to be because of what a person likes or dislikes. You see, when people think of others and they don't want to upset them, so they change their view in order to please them. And you know this more than I do because you see it everywhere, especially at election time. When views are not given because of what they believe in, but what they polls say and what people like. And you say these things for what? To please others. Such things happen as individuals also. You don't want to say the truth to a person because you're afraid what he will feel about you. That he will be displeased of you. And hence you change the view. So the view you give is not a righteous view. But it is a crooked view. Because I am afraid of what you will think about me, so I will give you a view that you like, not what you need. I will give you an opinion and advice that you want to hear from me, not what you should hear from me. See, this is the difference. And what happened is that that view, instead of being a righteous view, is changed into a weak view. A weak opinion. This is something that destroys the person. And here Imam is saying that the person who is a true helper of the truth, he has a sound advice. He doesn't bend down to the wishes of people when he gives his advice.
SubhanAllah.
Right? And he always keeps Allah in his mind when he gives his advice. So neither is his opinion through ignorance, nor is it through the fear of people.
SubhanAllah.
So when you have that type of a person, that type of a quality, then you are known as Mayamin or Rai, someone who has a sound view of things. He gives a sound view, he gives a righteous view. And his view is, and you can approach him for advice, and you know he's going to tell you the truth. He's not going to lead you astray or beat around the bush. No, he is going to tell you the truth as it is. So this is, you see, the first quality of a person who is a true helper. You know, I mean, one of the things that since we started late, I'm going to also end early today. We will have a longer speech tomorrow, right? There's one more thing I will explain in this speech, right? One more quality he goes into, and we'll go into the next one again. The next quality he speaks of in a helper of the truth is marajihul hilm. He said that this person is always forbearing and enduring. Meaning he will endure hardships and he will forbear the ignorance of people and the arrogance of people. You see, when you come across people, you see that they are arrogant because they think of themselves as better than others. They are ignorant that they think what they know is better than others. And hence, when you come across such people, you will see that they end up being stubborn and hard-headed.
Right.
And difficult to even have a conversation with. Because it's not about discussing the right and wrong of an issue, they end up just saying their view and that's it. They end up like that. Now, how do you deal with such people? Usually what happens is that a person would react to such things. You see, it does happen. A person reacts to such things and you will see it in self. And the expression of his action comes either through avarice, through envy, through revenge. These are certain reactions that one has. For example, if you see that everyone is working, but you see that one person is laying down, and everyone is working hard and sweating, one person is laying down. So now what happened? Instead of being worried about their own work, everyone is thinking about the person lying down. See, what happens? The reaction, now, they see it, everyone's worried about that. Why are you worried about that? Why is he lying down when I have to work? See, like for example, if it was a paid job, if you're working by the hour, you're getting paid for it. Why are you worried if he's not getting paid? Just imagine that. Why are you worried that he's not getting paid? But you see, this is that weakness that comes out and says, no, you know, because of the fact that he's having an easy time and I'm not, so now we react to that. You see, this is what we call that reaction is how you lose your sabr, your patience, your forbearance. Forbearance means, is, for example, technically what it is this. And just pay attention to this definition so you can understand it. What is patience first? And from there you will understand what is forbearance. Patience, my brothers, is that in any issue that you face in life, any issue that you face in life, when there is a disagreement between your intellect and your desires. When there's a difference between your reasoning and rationale and your emotions and desires, to follow your intellect and to quell and quench your desires, this is called patience. This is called patience. You are patient. What it doesn't mean that in any situation you face, to do what your intellect says, not what your emotions and desires say. And your intellect is looking at the consequences of the action. right? Yeah. Not what you feel from it, whether you like it or not. That's not what the intellect looks at. What the intellect looks at is the consequence. What desires look at is if you like it or not. So for example, a person who is diabetic, his intellect says, do not eat sugar, but his desire says, take the candy bar. And patience means to obey your intelligence, not your desires. That is what patience means. Now, patience is reflected in many ways, as opposed to many things. For example, there is patience in front of tribulations. There is patience in front of anger. There is patience in front of injustice. So, you see, patience has many ways of expressing itself. So, the patience in front of anger. Anger. When you get angry, you see anger. Patience in front of anger is called forbearance. It's called hilm. This is your patience. You show your patience. You follow your intelligence, your rationale in face of anger. When you get angry or when you see anger, instead of combating it with anger, you combat it with your what your intellect says, and that is to be forbearing. And hence what happens is that one of the qualities of such persons is that they are forbearing. When they see other people make mistakes, when they see other people sin, when they see other people do wrong, they don't jump to judge them and condemn them to hell forever. They are forbearing in the sense that they deal with their weaknesses, and they deal with their sins, and they deal with their wrongs, and they deal with what they have to look at and what they have to deal with. This is called forbearance. This is the sign of a believer. And the reason he's forbearing is this. It's very simple. Because when you believe in God, then your worldview and your view by how which you look at things is the view that God gave you. That Allah gave you. He gave you that view. And when you look at it from His view, then everyone will seem different as opposed to looking at them from your view. You see, my brother, imagine this. You want God to look at you with a certain way. You know, God, look at me with grace. Good, look at me with mercy and compassion. Well, God looks at everyone with mercy and compassion.
SubhanAllah.
So the way you want God to look at you is the same way He's looking at others. And when you look at it from Allah's view, then you see others in the same light. As people who are completely dependent on God. They are completely dependent on Him. They have nothing of their own except for what Allah has given. Nothing of their own. They have nothing of their own. This is the reason that when you look at others that way, then you are forbearing of their weaknesses, just like you are forbearing of yourself. When I make a mistake, you know, I'm like giving myself 100 justification for that mistake. So if he's making a mistake, imagine his plight before Allah. It's just like your own plight before Allah himself. This, my brothers, is how you understand. The believer is forbearing, always forbearing. Right? He doesn't get angry at the ignorance of others. Allah says this in the Quran in one sentence. He says that when you walk and you come across an ignorant person, pass by them, giving them peace.
Allah.
that the person is not hurting you, he's hurting himself.
Wow.
When he does injustice, he's not hurting you. He's hurting himself by doing that. So you want to give him peace. Because you don't hurt me, you hurt yourself by doing this.
Yes.
And you give peace and walk by.
Kind of, wow.
Give them peace. Why? Because of the fact that the one who does justice, he's the one who's doing good. But the one who does injustice to others, one who does wrong to others, if someone calls you a name or someone calls you bad or whatever, he's hurting himself. His words are not going to change your position before Allah. When you go in front of God on the day of judgment, you know, the angel will not say, oh, you were called this by this person. How do you answer that?
That's right. You're right. Wow.
You know, in fact, that's going to go on your good side, on the good deeds.
Yeah.
You were called this because you were a believer. Because you believed in God. And hence, because of that, you get reward. Because you bore that pain, that grief for God's pleasure. This is the case, my brothers. We need to see. Forbearance is a quality of a believer. This is how Imam Ali describes it. Marajihul Hilm. He's always forbearing, always enduring other people. This is how he is, and this is how he should be. So these are two things we went through. We'll go through the other things, inshallah, tomorrow. As we have the shahadat of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And inshallah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and the blessing to be on the right path. Give us the wisdom to understand His guidance. To hasten the reappearance of our Imam. Make us His helper when He comes. Wa akhir al-da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Okay, questions, go ahead. Oh, yes. There's a brother who is in certain hardships and he requested us to make dua for him. So let us entitle Amma Yujib for him and all the mu'mineen who are sick so that Allah gives them a cure. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء